Seems to be shown him like this is more the, I guess, older Gersa in the Gemara, more original Gersa that some of them had, although, you know, we can only speculate. We're all trying, older Rishonim trying to figure out what the original Gersa. Seems like a lot of Rishonim in front of them, the Gersa we have in our Gemara, which is Tehareg V'al Tavor. The Ravina Chananel has that Gersa right here. He says, Kachnar Marasa im Yomer Lo Hayishmaeli Shami Levi im Lavi Nihorgecha Teharig Velo Tishmalo. He has Tehar Yel Tavor, the Rif has Teharig Yel Tavor, and the Rambam doesn't say anything too clearly, but also he says Gilur Arayus in generally doesn't machalik to men and women, so it seems like the Rambam, the Rach, and the Rif had the Gersa of Tehari V'al Tavor. Although you can't prove it in the Rambam, the Rambam's an argument from silence, he doesn't distinguish between men and women, so it sounds like he has the Gersa of Tehari V'al Tavor as well. Why did everyone have a problem with the Gersa of Tehari V'al Tavor? Well, okay, that's the solution. But it just in Shas, why did some Rishonim have a problem with the Gersa Tehari V'al Tavor? Because of what Gemara? Because of Esther, right? Basically, there are two Gemaras which led Rov Rishonim to accept the Gersa of Yehar V'al Yavar and assume that Yehar V'al Yavar is only for men, not for women. One is Esther in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalam and Beis. What was the problem? The Gemara asked V'ha Esther Farhes Yahavi. How could Esther do this Aveira and sleep with Ahasuerus because it was Befarhesia? But what was the Gemara not bothered by? The fact that Esther was Gilui Arayus, right? The Gemara never a problem that Esther was Gilui Arayus. The only problem was she was doing Aveira Befarhesia. But the Gemara never had a problem with Gilui Arayus, so why isn't it a problem that Esther was doing Gilui Arayus? What other Gemara were convinced the Rishonim that it can't apply to women? Exactly. The exactly. The Lidrosh Lehu, the Ones Shari, and Ksubos Gimel on the base. Right? The Lidrosh Lehu on Shari, the Gemara says, what's the problem? There's a certain problem. They said it's Hanmi Su and it has to be Nid, the woman had to be Nibble, the Hegmon Tchila. I think there's some Latin word for that. Kind of shmad? Something like that, okay. So she had to be nibble to the Hegmon Tchila. The Gemara said, oh, just darshan to them and the people, women would die. Just darshan them that onus is okay. Well, you know it's okay. It's Gilui Arayus, right? Remember, we're talking about the old days. Under the Chuppah, she was already in Arusa for 12 months, right? So it's Mamish Nara Morasa. So it seems from these two sugyas, like there is no Gilui Arayus to the actual Nara Morasa. So the way most Rishonim solve this problem is, they said, no, yay, Harigal Yavar is only Gilui Arayus, Gilui Arayus is only Gilui Arayus is only Yehargal Yavar for the man and not for the woman. This is the Shita of the Sheltos of most of the Deos in Tosos and of Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything here, not a word. But Rashi Yoma is very clear. He's one of the first people who points out that has to be the Gersa. This is Rashi, most of the Deos in Tosos, the Sheltos, and Rav Rishonim say it must be that Gilui Arayus is only Yehargal Yavar for the man, not for the woman, and change the Gersa of our Gemara. Okay, why would it only be Hargal Yav for the man and not for the woman? What are the two or three possibilities as to what's the Svara? What's the Svara? Right? So, okay, and what do they call that? Karka Olam. So once, what's the other Svara? Besides Karka Olam? What? There's no other sort of differentiation between men and women?
The Shultz says that it's like only on the pogroms.
Exactly. So there, the mainstream day is Karka Olam. You're all right. The Shultz, interestingly, has a totally different geder,
which is based on Pshat and the Psukim. Because Pshat and the Psukim is what's the comparison between Ritzicha and Na'ar Morasa. Pshat and the Psukim is it's not talking about how big Averas are versus how big Averas versus small Averas. What's the simple Pshat? Now again, this is clearly a drush, it's a hekes. You don't have to interpret in light of Pshat and the Pasuk. But what's Pshat and the Pasuk? What's the comparison between Ritzicha and Na'ar Morasa? That they're both
murderers.
They're both really bad things to do to someone, right? Right? They're both really bad things to do to someone. And that's clearly half the heckish. Right? Ma na'ar morasa nitan l'tzila b'nafsho. Afrotzeach nitan l'tzila b'nafsho. Just like you can kill the guy who's chasing after the na'ar morasa to save the victim. Likewise, you can kill, more famous than to us, you can kill the guy chasing after someone who wants to kill him. Someone wants to kill his friend, you can kill the rovei to save the victim. So the Shilto says it only applies to the man, not to the woman. He's the only one who has nothing to do with Karka Olam. The Shilto says that Gilei Rais Nami came into Pogim La Havi La Ki Kavla. Right? If the guy is being Pogim the woman, the woman's not Pogim the guy. The woman's not Pogim the man. The man is Pogim the woman. That's just a sort of physical or sociological or whatever thing. So he says, basically it sounds here like it sounds like the Hargal Yavor Gilei Arayos, where the Shiltos is really the same as Rotzeach. It's more of an Adam Lachaveri Hargal Yavor. Just like Rotzeach, it's very nice that you think you can do an Avera to save your life. But what right do you have to sacrifice his life? Who says you have the right to give his life for your life? Sounds like here also, it's not that the Avera of Gilei Arayos is so bad. After all, the woman's also doing the Avera of Gilei Arayos, and that's not so bad. Meaning it's as bad as other Averas. It's that. Who says you have the right to be poking her to save your life? I'll have the gun to your head and say, be poking this woman. Or I'll kill you. My chazis, that your life is more important than her gun. That's also like killing her. It's a chiddush. I mean, I just thought it's not mamish like killing her. But that seems to be the chiddush, that he takes the hekish very literally, very in terms of shot of the pasuk, where the comparison between Ritzicha and Gilei Arayos is that when you're poging the girl, that's really bad, like killing her. So he takes it from a Mormon. On the Chavira perspective, my chazis, that you should say the Avera is talking after that. My chazis, you should save your life by being poging her. And therefore, it only applies to the man who's poging the woman. It doesn't apply to the woman who's not poging the man. Yes?
Can you say that? What does it mean, pagam?
What does it mean, pagam? He has the right to talk about pagam to the whole Gemara over there in Sanhedrin. Not the Yehar Vel-Yavar, the Gemara right before the Nitan Al-Tzil Benafsha Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel talks about how you can kill the guy who's chasing the Nara in order to save her from the pagam. What exactly the pagam means was never clear to me, because it doesn't seem to be a physical pagam, right? Because we don't say it's only Shayatul Basula who has a physical pagam. So it seems to be just some sort of psychological pagam.
It's not a pagam of that she can no longer be married, or she has to get a divorce from her husband.
No, because the idea of pagam doesn't only apply to married women. They say pagam by old Gilei Arayos also. Meaning the most common Gilei Arayos is married women, because they're Gilei Arayos to every other man in the world. But it doesn't seem to be restricted to married women, and besides the fact that, that Ones does not become us or her husband. So it seems to be the Pagam is, it's obviously in light of Halachic Pagam, because the Gemara says there, the Pagam of Chayvi Krisis is greater than the Pagam of Chayvi Lavin. But it seems to be more of a psychological or personal Pagam. So the Shilto says that it's not the Avera of Gilei Arayos, that's your Hargal Yavar, but the Pagam of Gilei Arayos, that's your Hargal Yavar. And he seems to take it more in a minute on the Havera way, similar to Ritzicha. That's a bit of a Shitas Yachid of the Shiltos, who says, no, it's not about being a really big Avera. It's about hurting the other person very, very, very much in a way that's not clear that it takes precedence over your life. That is the Shiltos. However, all the other Rishonim say that it's because of Tarka Olam. Now the question just is, how many shitas are there in Tarka Olam? What's the svar of Tarka Olam? So it's Tarka Olam, right? The other Rishonim say, or not Rishon, say Tarka Olam. What's the svar of Tarka Olam? Just says Tarka Olam. Why does that mean that the woman's Tarka Olam? Why does that mean she's not your Hargal Yavor? So what? So what? She's Tarka Olam. Why does that make her not your Hargal Yavor?
She's
completely passed. So, hold on. Let's say a woman Baratzim decides to do Gilui Arayos. And she's Tarka Olam. Is she Chayav Misa? Yes. Right? Meaning it doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it only a small minor infraction to be Tarka Olam. Right? It's a Maisa Bia Gomer. The definition of Maisa Bia is that the woman is Tarka Olam. You know, that's the way a Maisa Bia works. So why does it make it okay just because she's Tarka Olam? Hold on a second. You're telling me a woman who's Karka Olam b'mezid is Potter?
She doesn't do Maisa.
No, can't be. Tosos never said anything, sorry. You find me that line in Tosos?
No,
and
but based on the chiluk that Rav Chaim brings between Tosos and Rambam, how you learn out that it's Shevat Tase, Tosos learns out from that Shevat Tase, it wouldn't be hard to Yerik Vayavu.
Okay, but why? Why? What's the svar?
It's learned out from Ritzicha.
Okay, it's learned out from Ritzicha. And what's the svar by Ritzicha? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says by Ritzicha. What about Ritzicha v'shevi al tase? Ritzicha v'shevi al tase. Yehargal yavur or not? What does Tosfos say? It's not Yehargal yavur. Why? Because of mitzvah. Because what's the whole point of Ritzicha? Ritzicha is a svara. That what do we have here? What do we call that in chess? Stalemate, right? My pikuach nefesh, your pikuach nefesh, right? It's even. What do you do if you're stuck in the middle? If it's an even, if it's even both ways, right? If you're stuck between two opposing equal forces, what does it make sense to do?
You freeze,
Shevi al tasa, right? What Tos is saying? Tos is saying, by Ritzichel, the point is, by Chos Domi Dachim, they don't want to do it, right? I can't kill you because who says my pikuach nefesh beats your pikuach nefesh? But you can't, I can't let myself be killed because of you. Because who says that your Begoth Nefesh beats my Begoth Nefesh? It's a stalemate in Shevel Tassad. It's exactly equal. And it makes a lot of sense for Ritzicha. It's equal, it's even. It's, the Torah says neither one is Dochi either one. The Torah doesn't have to say it's a Svara. Neither life is Dochi either life. Therefore, Shevel Tassad. So too Tos says, since Gila Rice is learned in a heckish from Ritzicha, what are we learning? That Gila Rice is also even, if you ask. Is Gilui Rayas Doche Pikuach Nefesh, or is Pikuach Nefesh Doche Gilui Rayas? What would Tosos answer? Dayas Tosos. Is Gilui Rayas Doche Pikuach Nefesh, or is Pikuach Nefesh Doche Gilui Rayas? What would he answer?
No.
He'd answer neither, right? He would answer no. He would say, yeah, I don't like the way you asked that question. I think neither choice, right? Just like my life's not Doche your life's not Doche my life, right? Which is why, right? If they're going to throw me on the Tinoch, I don't have to resist. Likewise, Gilui Arayos is also, Chana explains Tosfos this way in Kovetz Aris Per, Simen Mem Ches. The Gilui Arayos is a stalemate. It's even with Pikuach Nefesh. The Torah didn't mean to make a hex that Gilui Arayos beats Pikuach Nefesh, because there's no marker for that in the hex to Ritzicha. And clearly, Pikuach Nefesh doesn't beat Gilui Arayos, right? So it's a stalemate. In a stalemate, Shein Bel Tase, you don't have to do either way. So Tosfos assumes the Svar of Tarka Olam. Right, Tosfos assumes the svar of Tarka Olam is what we call my chazis. Who says Gilui Arayos is better? Maybe my life is better. Who says my life is better? Maybe Gilui Arayos is better. Meaning you have a stalemate, and in a stalemate, Shevi al tasa adif. Okay, is that the reason all the Rishonim give for Tarka Olam? Because you learn from Ritzicha that it's a stalemate? No? Does some Rishonim give a different svar for Tarka Olam? And not that I need to say this, but Rav Chanan there in Kovetz Aris Simen Mem Ches points out that the Machlokes Rishonim as to where they get the idea of Tarka Olam from. But, I mean, you could look in Rishonim and see. Right? Any Rishonim have a different version of Tarka Olam? Not learned from a Hekesh to Ritzicha? Not based on this idea?
No, but you just said that you could say it's honest. As opposed to a man, which is never honest.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, she's being forced to do it. She's not involved in the act at all.
But why doesn't she resist?
She does it. She does it. Oh.
Why shouldn't she resist and get killed? So.
The Rambam says he's in the hall between, like, you put a gun to her, you put a gun to her head, and they give her the choice. Versus where they just grab her and rape her, and she doesn't have a choice.
Right, who's the Chalik son? Yeah, correct. Meaning, clearly, if they just grab her, then it's not even Shiloh Harvel Yavar, right? But, basically, this is Tosos. Tosos hold that. Karka Olam is based on the idea that we learn from Ritzicha that it's exactly even a stalemate, that neither one is Docha either one. But that's not the Svarah of the Rishoni Svarah. The Rishoni Svarah have a different Svarah for Karka Olam. If you want to look in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Sanhedrin, he's the only Rishon who's Mufurish, that the Rishon is Svarad, he says, oh, there are two different Svaras for Karka Olam. Most of the Rishonim just give one Svarah or the other. But if you look, I think I put the Ritva here on the Makoros. Okay, I didn't bring the Ritva. But the Ritva says, what's the Svarah of Karka Olam? You want to read me the Ritva? Simi, how does the Ritva explain the Svarah of Karka Olam? Right, not everyone who says Karka Olam has to mean the same thing. Your mask on my rotsach. Right, okay, hold on a second. First of all, what's he saying? He's saying the same principle of Karka Olam explains why Gilei Arayos for the woman is Yavar Tavar V'Altei Harek, and explains why Elisha Baal Kanafayim, we know the famous Gemara, right? Elisha Baal Kanafayim cuts a little both ways, because the question is, are you medayeg why he wore tefillin in the first place, and why he took them off? But when the Kastor, or whatever they called that particular kind of soldier, caught him wearing tefillin, what did he do? He took them off, and then, okay, we all know the great miracle part of the story, which is he took them off, put them in his hand, the guy said, what's in your hand? He says, oh, it's just Kanfei Yonah, and he opened his hand, and there it was, Kanfei Yonah, which is a very amazing story. But that amazing part of the story is not important halachically. What's important halachically is, why did he take them off? Why didn't he just say, Shasa Shmad, I'm wearing my tefillin, kill me if you want. I'm a Jew, I'm proud of my Judaism. So, there are other answers. Summary showed an answer, because you don't have to wear tefillin all day anyway. So therefore, that's not considered that wasn't your Hargal Yavar. Because I don't wear tefillin all day, you don't wear tefillin all day. Okay, but what did the Ritva answer? No, he took them off because he was Karka Olam. Now hold on a second. We're talking about Elisha Baal Kanafayim with tefillin Shas HaShman. That's not learned from Ritzeach. That has nothing to do with the Svarah of Ritzeach. Obviously, the Ritva has a different Svarah for Karka Olam, so read on. Good, so what's the Ritva Svar? Why is Elisha Baal Kanafayim allowed to take off the tefillin? Why wasn't Yehari Gal Yavar? Because?
It was an essay that they could have forced you to stop doing.
Meaning, Yehari Gal Yavar is when you have a choice to be killed, right? Or to give in. Where like, you could resist, right? I could resist. You can't make me do it. You can just kill me. That's your Hargal Yavar. But in tefillin, what if they don't want me to put on tefillin? What if I say, no, kill me. I'm wearing tefillin. What will they do?
Yeah.
They'll take all my tefillin, put me in jail, and I can be tefillin. They say, I say, kill me, I'm shaking the lulav. They'll take away my lulav, right? So what the Ritva is saying is that, ye Hargal Yavar, what is the Heter Karka Olam? Ye Hargal Yavar is only if I have the ability to resist. If I have the ability to resist, I have to resist. Right? If you tell me eat chelav, I say I'm not in chelav no matter what you do, so I have the ability to resist. I can get killed, but you won't make me eat chelav. If I can get killed, you won't make me down to the pestle. But I don't have the ability to resist tefillin. Because if he hadn't taken off his tefillin, what would they have done? They would have taken away his tefillin, right? So if you don't have the ability to resist, then you're not chayim yehar gal yavar. Likewise, what's between the man and the woman? What's karka olam? Karka olam is not because pikuach nefesh is exactly a stalemate with Gilei Arayos. No, maybe Gilei Arayos beats pikuach nefesh. It's not a stalemate. It's not even. But what if the woman says, "Kill me. I'm not going to give in." What can the man do? Right? He can, that's what Rav Chanan says. Right? He can rape her anyway. Right? Meaning she could say kill me, but that's a joke. I mean, you never know. Like, maybe he'll kill her because I'll just be in a bad mood if she says that. But she doesn't have the ability to say, no, I'm giving up my life for this. Because he could grab her anyway. Like, you know, maybe that's a simple shot in the puzzle in our little sasadar. He just grabbed her. He didn't give her any choice. Therefore, since you don't have the ability to resist, you don't have to try to resist. That's the principle of Karka Olam for the Ritva, and that's the same thing in the Ran Sanhedrin, and that's the same thing in the Milchamos. The Rishoni Sfar understand Karka Olam is not because of the exact balance between Gilui Raos and Pikuach Nefesh that's an even balance. No, it's a principle that you only have to resist when you can resist. If you can't resist anyway, because they could just force you without giving you any choice, then you don't have to like make a futile effort. You don't have to make an effort to like pretend to resist and, you know, assert your independence if you really have no ability to be independent and resist anyway.
So why is it that since she's told to be maybe his heir of Allah, that would be our Galiyavar if he can just do it anyway?
No, because the assumption is she's told to be made to the heir of Aleha, that is a third party, right? A third guy is saying, you go be maybe that heir on you. That third party can't make this guy go. That third party has no control over the guy. He says, you go find that guy and sleep with him. So that third party can't force her to do that because that third party doesn't control the guy. So in that case, he can't force her to do that. She really can resist. She can say, no, I'm not doing it. If you bring that guy here and you were in charge of him, that would be a different story. But I'm not going to go just do whatever you want. You can't force me to do it. And he can't force her to do it. Right? Only if it's himself or, you know, it's someone on his side, he can force her. Yeah?
I just thought the difference understood previous saying is that she has to put up a fight. Meaning she may...
No, exactly what the Ritva is saying is that she doesn't have to put up a fight. That's the point of the Ritva and the Rishonim
Svar. The Rach said she does have to put up a fight.
The Rach said that... The Rach's not... I'm not saying the Rach agrees with this. The Rach has the Gersa of Kehari. I was just using the line in the Rach to illustrate a scenario. No, the Rach clearly is not this side. The Rach is the other side. But the Rishonim Svar, the Ritva and the Ramban say it's because there's no chiyuv to resist if there's no ability to resist. Meaning, there's no chiyuv to try to resist. There's no chiyuv to, like, make a symbolic effort. You know, I'm going to try to, like, show that I don't agree with you. No, if you can resist, you have to resist. And if you can't resist, then there's no point making a futile effort. If you can't resist, then you just have to give in and say, look, they don't want me to put on tefillin. There's nothing I can do. They can take away my tefillin. So I'll just give in, and likewise for the Nara Marasa, in terms of the Tavor Yalte Hare, since, again, if we're talking about the guy himself, not a third party, since she can't resist anyway, assuming that, I mean, it might depend on the circumstance, right? If it was a case where, you know, where, I don't know, she was like on the other side of the river and he has a good gun and he said, I'll shoot you if you don't come over here, then she has to get shot because, you know, he has no access across the river or whatever. But in a normal case, he actually grabs her and he's a strong guy and he's stronger than her, then she can't resist anyway. She can just pretend to resist. And therefore, she's putter because you don't have to make a futile effort at resistance. So that's the way Rishoni Sfar interpret Karka Olam.
It seems to just be boring with the phrase Karka Olam. That definitely wasn't the case with Esther.
Yeah. Of course that was the case with Esther. What are you talking about?
She didn't have the ability to resist.
Of course she didn't have the ability to resist. She was in the king's harem. What if she had said, let's take any step to make? Originally they came, right? The Pekidim came to search out. She said, no, I'm not going with you. Said, what do you mean you're not going with us, girl? And they would grab her and put her in the truck. Right? And then she'd say, she said, I'm not going to Achashverosh. Said, what do you mean we're not going to Achashverosh? They would take her to Achashverosh.
She also went times on her own.
She went one time on her own. That's Kasher Avati Avati. That's Lamidur Milsa. That's different. That's where it's all Kal Yisrael. The one time on her own is a different ball game. That gets into our Avir L'Shma, Migdur Milsa, Natsalas Klal Yisrael. We're not talking about that one time. That's clear. The Gemara says that time is Kasher Avati Avati. That time was not within the normal halachic framework. That was in the special halachic framework of Hatsalas Klal Yisrael. That's what's called Avir L'Shma, Migdur Milsa. Now when it comes to not your personal inyan, but we discussed this, I think, already. We mentioned the Migdor Milsa, when it comes to saving the Ravman and saving all of Klal Yisrael, either spiritually or physically, that supersedes normal halachos. But I'm just talking about until then. Right? Until then, what do you mean? They have big guards at the palace, and they bring the girls whatever they want. The girls have no choice in the matter. Okay. The Rav Elchanan wants to suggest, actually, interest. Yeah?
I think what the Rav Elchanan said, like, don't get the impression from reading the Megillah that they should try to. You would have thought she, I mean, she made herself look ugly. She could never, she could not be taken. Doesn't you have the impression from the Megillah that that was something that they were consciously trying to do to some buffer?
What do you mean? It says in the Megillah, she didn't try to make herself look pretty. Just whatever, just Higgis, Riss HaMelech, whoever, you know, forced her to do all these beauty treatments. So, and not to mention the fact that, you know, everything that, you know, it could very well be that the Ritva and the Ramban would say, no, she did try here and there, just. You know, not every halachic detail is written in the Megillah. It's not necessarily relevant for the flow of the story. Now, Rav Elchanan actually says a fascinating nafgamina between these two shitas. We also have a few nafgaminas between the shitas, which it's hard to find ones that are very machra. So I ain't shum. But one very fascinating nafgamina is what is really what's more important? Is it a stalemate? Or does Gilui Arayah speak Pikuach Nefesh? Right? According to Tosfos, it's a stalemate. It's even. According to the Rishonei Sfarad, really, Gilui Arayah is Doche Pikuach Nefesh. What's the Nafgamina? After all, they both agree to Hefer Karka Olam. So you want to say is the Nafgamina, he only has one side of this Chakir Gefurish, to the best I can tell. For a Chiddush of the Ramban in Mochamas, the beginning of the piece in the Mochamas is on Hedrin there. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem. Again, there's always many ways to explain many of these Gemaras. But the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem has all these stories about, I think it's here, yeah. Anyone remember these stories? Okay, very very good inspiration for Yeshiva Brachram about all these Tanarim and Amoraim who were in this terrible situation of temptation and did the right thing. And what's the right thing? So some of the right things here is, you know, Rav Tzadok, a certain Roman lady, tried to seduce him, and he went and he jumped into the fire. And the Rav Chanina Bar Papi went to a place that was full of shade. And they have, who was it here? Rav Kahana, also a certain Roman lady tried to seduce him, and he jumped off the roof. Now, in all these cases, they turned out okay. But, you know, most Rishonim assume that the fact they turned out okay is just a nice story. That's not part of the halachic logic. Why did Rav Kahana jump off a roof? He jumped off a roof because he was afraid he would give in to the temptation, right? And Rav Tzadok jumped in a fire, I guess, because he was afraid he would give in to temptation. And Rav Chanina Bar Papi, you know, jumped into the... a place full of shadim, a chorva full of shadim. All these people, we know the Gemara says in Kisha El Adas, right? No one could have forced them to do anything, but they thought that they might, in the end, give in to temptation, so they killed themselves. So the Ramban says in the Mochamos, they're chayiv to kill themselves. Because Gilui writes, is dochash vichos dama. If you're in a situation where you think you'll give in to temptation, you're chayiv to kill yourself. That's a mafurish Mochamos in Sanhedrin, he says, and don't say it was midas chasidus, because he holds, like the Rambam, that there's never midas chasidus to kill yourself unnecessarily. You can only give up your life if you're supposed to.
It's only your life that is still there? I mean, you obviously wouldn't choose, if they give you an option to kill or to get their eyes, you wouldn't say, oh, of course I'll kill.
Right, no, or it's only your life.
And why is that different than somebody else's life?
Why is that different than someone else's life? If Gilui Arayah is Doche Pikuach Nefesh, it's an interesting question. maybe because you have the option of giving up your own life always. Not so clear if you always do.
Right, so we just said.
At least if it's not a Karka Olam case. This is not a Karka Olam case. It was a man.
Okay.
Right.
We just said it sounds like he would. The Ramban agrees that you're Mishayev Benashel if you kill yourself unnecessarily, so you don't have rishus over your life to give it out whatever you want. So what's the
right. This, the answer might just be that you're never going to find a good Heshu Timtzeh. The Ramban might never allow you to find a good case of such a choice. I think you might never be able to find the Heshu Timtzeh. But what does the Rosh Chana say? Rosh Chana says a nice vart. He says that this is the Ramban l'shitase. Right? L'shitase, that he says chayav, right? Kill yourself and not actively do Gilui Arayos. Meaning, if it's in a situation where you think that you will give in to the temptation, for Tosos, he says, I don't think Tosos would ever say that. If it's a stalemate, how could you ever go and actively kill yourself? Like, it's a stalemate. You have to be Shevi El Tasa. Like, what right do you have to do an action in either side of the equation? So Tosos, Ramban L'shitase, Tosfos, he assumes, would disagree, and I think that's a valid assumption. So the Chor is in Karka Olam. We think there's one Svar of Karka Olam. There's actually two different Svars of Karka Olam. One Svar of Karka Olam is based on there being a stalemate, being in exactly equal but opposite forces, while the other Svar of Karka Olam is no. It's even like, this isn't even a case of Yehar Gal Yavar. This is only a joke. It's not really in the realm of Yehar Gal Yavar at all, because you don't have two choices in front of you. You just have a choice to make a fuss, but you don't actually have the choice as to what to do. But the Nafka Mina, Rav Chanan wants to say, is that for Tosfos, it's exactly even, and neither one would be doing either one, so you can't do Gila Reis, save yourself, but you also can't kill yourself to avoid Gila Reis. But the Ramban, L'shitase, says, Mefurash, a man has to kill himself to avoid Gila Reis. Again, the situation, the hate of him would only be if he thinks he's going to give in to the temptation. You know, if the man knows he's going to give in to the temptation, he should jump off the roof rather than give in to the temptation. That's because really Gilui Reis is more important than Pikuach Nefesh. As opposed to Tosfos thinks they're even, who would disagree with that? That's Rav Chanan's Nafka Mina. There are a few other Nafka Minas though also, but they're not as much.
The first one that was just not moving forward on the Chai Behem and not yourself performing Pikuach Nefesh as a result of the Yerah. This is the case where you're probably not to kill yourself. This is a fault keeping your life into your hands.
Great. This is the big issue in the Middle Ages. You know, okay, so you must be a chassid of Chaim Soloveitchik. But, you know, this is Maisim Chol Yom in the old days. Okay, without getting into the politics, there's a lot of politics here between Chaim Soloveitchik and Ivan Marcus and a lot of other historians as to, it's funny, they both agree with the history, but they only argue about the halacha, which is a funny thing for all the historians to be arguing about. But this is Maisim B'chol Yom in the Middle Ages, right? The people in all the Crusades, if you read the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, they killed themselves because they were afraid of giving in to the temptation and that they would worship Avodah Zarah. So Simi's saying, what right do you have to kill yourself? So maybe the answer is that, no, if the Avir is really Docha Pikuach Nefesh, then usually that just means let the Goy kill you. But maybe it means sometimes you have to kill yourself. I admit that's an additional chiddush. You could disagree with the Ramban by saying, even according to your alumnus, I wouldn't go that far. But it's not an unreasonable chiddush. It was Maisim Chol Yom and Ashkenaz in the time of the Crusade. So Chaim Soloveitchik assumes that was all Shalokadin. But in a few places assumes it's Kedin. He brings a medrash that there were children who were being carted off in the Golos, in the time of the Korban, who jumped off a ship rather than doing Avera. So, not so crazy.
Yes, so back around again, where the girls, what was that for the girls? The girls were the first one to jump off. No one would say the girls would jump off.
Would say the girls should have jumped off. Correct. No one would say the girls should have jumped off. And no one had said the boys should have jumped off either, because the boys were only being taken to be the Nishkav in Mishkav Zachar, right? The boys weren't taken to do regular Gilui Reis. They said, Ma Hein Shadar Kamakav, Onim Shein Dar Kamakav, Kam Vakava. So that is Taka, a good question. According to all the people who hold from Karka Olam, that would be a good question. Taka, that would be a good question. You might have to say that, you might have to come up with a different answer to that. Like, maybe it's always mutter to kill yourself and be extra machmir, which is not the sheet of most Rishonim. It's a good question. That's a good question. I'm not sure. This is exactly where all the historians argue. Chaim Soloveitchik said, so many good questions. We see that none of this is really kedin. It's just people doing not low kedin.
They're having a special drasha there also.
Ashiv mivtulos.
Yes.
Right. That they.
That special, that, in this case, it exists a kasa.
So it's taka. If you really hold karka olam is not yehar gal yavor, then what's even the hav mean according to anyone that they should, which is most rishonim, right? The road rishonim holding that karka olam is not yehar gal yavor. So, what do you have to say? I'm not sure. It's taka a good question. Sorry. The Tosfos actually would, seems to have 2 days whether he passed in Karka Olam by Shas Hashman or not. But if he would, he would have to have a totally different svara. Meaning Tosfos would say, maybe we do, maybe we don't, but it's a separate sugya. Right? While the Rishonei Svara would say, no, it's exactly the same sugya. And that's the real machlokas. Rishonei Svara would say, there's one principle of Karka Olam which applies to everything because it's just an underlying principle. Is this a situation where you ask the question of Har Vel Yavor, or is this a situation with no question at all? Well, for Tosfos, there might also be a Heter Karka Olam by Shas Hashmad, but if there was, that would be a different Svara, and probably more likely than not, we don't, because only Abaye says there, and who says we pass him like Abaye? So Tosfos is mafurish that one thing, even if you don't hold it by Shas Hashmad, you still hold it by Gila Rice. Because this Gila Rice is its own limit of a stalemate.
In the case of the Ramban, where there would be mafurish after the man, and would they, Tosfos really agree that that's a stalemate? Because there's really no good option because both of them are biyadayim.
I think that Tosfos would say you should just try to resist the temptation and not do the avera.
It's not technical karka olam because you're both as hariga yourself.
Right, it's not karka olam. So I think Tosfos would say you just have to do nothing as long as you can and try your best.
So stalemate is lobbed off when you're actually karka olam. It's when you can't decide.
Right, stalemate means you can never go one way or the other. Right, you always have to be passive according to Tosfos. You always have to be passing Gila Rice. Usually being passing Gila Rice means letting the guy kill you, but it also means not killing yourself, because according to Tosfos, just shave the Al-Tasa. Shave the Al-Tasa means you have to shave the Al-Tasa. Oh, what if I might end up not resisting the temptation? L'chor will worry about that when we come to it, right? But meanwhile, be shave the Al-Tasa.
If the Ramban there wasn't a Vado, so he was going to be over.
The Ramban says he was chayiv to jump off the roof because he was good. He was going to be over. Now he asks, why was he going to be over? Why wouldn't he just say, in Kisha Iladas and I won't be over? So the Chora, the answer is, he knew he was going to be over. He knew he was going to be over if he didn't jump off the roof. Chazal were realistic.
I'm not sure how the second part fits into the Ramban at all, the fear to kill yourself. If we're saying that you have no fear to resist, if you have no ability to resist, but you always have the ability to resist, you can just kill yourself. So why wasn't Esther failed to kill yourself?
Why aren't you always chayiv to kill yourself according to the Ramban? That's an interesting question. First of all, it's not clear you always have that. Even Esther might have, right?
Yeah,
she had a lot
right.
of privacy and, the, you know. So...
That's not a question of your job work. The question you do
it. Right. What do you think?
I don't understand how A is
because they have to kill yourself, these Moharams didn't actually have to kill themselves. They actually tried to get away, and they were willing to risk their lives. Actually, have to kill yourself. I think a man is kill yourself. That's not the case that they're not talking about. So if you could escape, even if it's a risky thing, it gives you that harayah. They all came out okay.
Right, but the Ramban says that no, they weren't just stam trying to escape. The Ramban says that they were chayiv to be hard, they were chayiv to give up their lives. Now you're right, it might have just only been a chance of giving up their life, not a vaday, right? The Ramban says, no, they're chayiv to give up their lives in order to avoid a situation of giving into temptation.
Even that, can that just be interpreted with another thing before, that that's just a passive, if somebody is going to try to kill you, or you're doing everything you can to escape, even if it means the danger of getting killed, but not actually killing yourself. That would explain why I said it just with suicide with a knife that you had dinner.
I mean, maybe you have a chalitin to be doing between killing yourself and jumping off a roof. The only way he survives is Leona became a clutter. I mean, it wasn't like a short roof. It wasn't like he jumped off the roof and only broke his leg. You know, Eliyahu came and caught him.
That
what?
That, that, could say that at the time. That
yeah,
I do
hear the Taina. I do hear the Taina, but nonetheless, I don't think it takes away from Yochanan's point because he was modest jumping off a roof, a high roof.
Did anyone quote that Mochamos in the context of the entire debate about the medieval?
Not that I know of, because he was after all these things. Okay.
The Mochamos, or what are the other Rishonim think about? Tosfos says that you have the possibility of karkel of my men. Would Ram Fan say if the men already had a kishu, they're heter, and then they wouldn't have to?
Or he would agree. I think actually Rishonim Sfar do agree with Tosfos. Lamais, in that case, it's karka olam, no matter which way you take it. On the way, you know, one, it's karka olam is being passive, he's not doing anything. On the other hand, karka olam, they could, you know, assuming that there's a, you know, that they, you know, there's someone strong there, they could just, you know, they could, you know, they could just force him to do it against as well.
Also, the Tom Suvas, meaning that the saying what he said that by a goy, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else that she does the author? Like, is that a factor?
Okay, let's come back to that in a second. Okay, so that's a little bit about the Girsa of Yehor Gal Yavar and Rochanez Chakira. There are two, clearly there are two different svaras in Karka Olam. He wants to say this Nafkamina. You could also look inside, it's in the Asan Makoros sheet, and see what you think. Let's just figure out what to do if you have the Girsa of Tehari Gal Tavor. So, there seem to be, right? The other option is you have the Girsa of Tehari Gal Tavor, but what does the Re in Tosfos, right? It's the Re who says Shabbat Gersina. What does the Re say about the Girsa of Tehari Gal Tavor? And the Riffa says the same thing in the Das of the Riff, although I'm not convinced. Right. Basically, you can have the Girsa of Tehari Gal Tavor and turn it into the Girsa of Yehari Gal Yavor, right? If you have the Girsa of Tehari Gal Tavor, but we really agree with Karka Olam, we just make an Okimta of, you know, Omrim Lahavi Erva Aleha. Basically, what the Re does, right, this is what the Re does, and the Ritva does, the Das HaRif, although personally I'm not convinced that the Das HaRif, because I would assume the Rif is holding like the Rach. Unless, like he says, he's not, and the Rach is clearly not holding that way, right? But the Re says is you can rescue the Girsa of Yehor Gal Tavor, but really we agree with the Girsa of Yehor Gal Yavor. Really, of course, the woman when she's passive is the Shiltos couldn't have done this, but all the Rishonim can. Really, we agree with the Heter Karka Olam. Just the Yehor Gal Tavor in the rare case where the guy says to the woman, "Not I want to be boil you. I want you to go and find that guy and you know and be nevelous to him." So in that case, she's not Karka Olam, and you would have a Tehari Gal Tavor. The
not arguing
the Lamaisa. Yeah, so it doesn't seem to be an argument Lamaisa. You could, if you, I don't really have a clear way of, I don't even want to speculate that they argue Lamaisa, because I don't have a clear way of explaining it.
The Baal Mor seems to have understood the Rebbe saying that, because that's why he was so bothered. He wouldn't have said that the wrong Girsa would be contributed to understanding if you thought the Rebbe was saying like the Rebbe, would
it? No, for sure not. Right, so, the third way is Tehare the Al Tavor Mamish, and there's no Heter of Karka Olam, and which Rishon very, very clearly says there's no Heter of Karka Olam, Tehare the Al Tavor Mamish, the guy with a gun to the girl's head and says, "I want to be bold, or else I'll kill you." She has to get killed on our page. The Rach for sure says this. He says, if the Shmaili says to her, "Listen to me, or else I'll kill you," she has to say, "Kill me." He doesn't hold from either Svar of Karka Olam. He doesn't hold from any Svar of Karka Olam. Right? And that's also Pshan and the Riff. Pshan and the Riff is not like the Ritva that he really means the Riv Al Tavor with this weird Okimta. Then he should have said the Okimta. Pshan and the Riff, then he agrees with the Rach, right? The Riff usually agrees with the Reina Fanano. When he doesn't, he says he argues with the Reina Fanano. Reina Fanano is usually a Mitzvah Ravusa that he argues with. Or at least this part of the Mitzvah Ravusa that he argues with. So the Pshat and the Riff is also that Tehari Gal Tavor Mamish, and even though this is a debate among the Achronim, there are some Achronim who want to deny this. The Bodas HaMelech wants to say the Rambam holds from Karka Olam. But Pshat and the Rambam is also that he doesn't distinguish men and women, it doesn't make okay, thus he just thinks all Gila rising Har Gal Yavor, even for the woman in a mamish passive case, and he just doesn't hold in the heter of karka olam. So pshat in the Rishon Rambam, and for sure Rabbeinu Chananel, is that they don't hold from the heter of karka olam. Now, the only problem is, if you don't hold from the heter of karka olam, so... how do they explain Esther if they don't hold from the heter of karka olam? So, who mentioned the Rabbeinu Tam? Right? Who mentioned Rabbeinu Tam before? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Exactly, that what's unique about the two cases where we find that it was okay to do Gila right, save your life? Well, what was unique wasn't they were a woman and that women are passive. No, what was unique is that in both cases the other guy was a guy. By the way, who doesn't seem to hold like this answer on our page? Mm-hmm. Because what did Rabbeinu Chananel say? Hayishmaeli. Now the truth is that there's two Kisvayad of Rabbeinu Chananel. I didn't go like to Microfilm Institute to look at all the Kisvayad of Rabbeinu Chananel, but we happen to have on the shelf in the base medrash the new Rabbeinu Chananel, which is based on this Kisvayad, meaning the Kisvayad from this and the other one, and points out the other one is always better, and this one is always worse. So he points out that really the original Girsa, the what seems to be the right Girsa Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't have the word Yishmaeli, meaning the Kisvayad Mem. This is Kisvayad Vav. But at least in this, Saviyat of Rabbeinu Chananel says Yishmaelim doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Although, gotta be honest, gotta be intellectually honest, the new edition assumes that Saviyat Mem is correct, and it shouldn't have the word Yishmaelim. But at the very least, you could say Rabbeinu Tam, right, that Bias Akum doesn't count. Rabbeinu Tam's as far as he sees, because of Zirmasus and Zirmasam, he says, now this is a bit of a, debate as well. You know, what about Manish Zirmasus for Erevel Yavor? But, he says, no, that only a Jew counts as Eishes Ish, counts as Neof. A guy doesn't count as Zirmasus and Zirmasam. It's not really my Sophia. This is a whole sugya in and of itself with a lot of nice lumbus. We can't properly get into this whole sugya. Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold Bias Goy is mamish not a maisabia, and that's why it's not Gilui Raios. The other Rishonim say maybe it is a maisabia. It's just not a mais of adultery, because someone who's not shayach to Kedushin anyway isn't really competition, isn't really in the parsha, and therefore that doesn't count as adultery. It's only adultery because I'm married to this guy, and I'm sleeping with this other guy who's shayach to the realm of marriage and relationships. But if the guy's mufka for marriage, then he's mufka from creating a marriage. Guy can't marry Basral. And he's also mufka from being a competition to a marriage and being an alternative to a marriage. So therefore, haven't really. So, for whatever reason, maybe Thomas assumes it's not a halos maisaviyah. For a guy, zir masusas or muslim, it's not a maisaviyah. It just looks like a maisaviyah physically. But it's not halakhly a maisaviyah. Or you could say it is a maisaviyah. It's just not a maisavacious ish because it's not a din of ishish riehu. Ishish ish is only when they're all in the same, when it's riehu. When it's not riehu, when it's not competition, then that's not ishish ish. That's just not, we all agree it's nus. We all agree it's nus, meaning it's not proper behavior. But there's a meaning. Tom say bias akum doesn't count, and bias akum is mufka from Gilir Rios.
You assume bias akum counts and not like the made of traditions, what he said that.
What about a guy sleeping with a pnuya? So if, meaning according to the non-Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
So a guy sleeping with a pnuya is a big debate in the Rishonim, whether a guy sleeping with a pnuya is Gilui Raios or not. The Ran here discusses it. The Ran in Pesachim discusses it. Most Rishonim assume a goy sleeping with a pnuya is not Gilui Raios. Because it's not in the parsha of Arayos. There's no kares, there's no misa, it's not in the parsha of the Chumash Arayos. That a goy sleeping with a pnuya is not Gilui Raios. The Ran here assumes that, he says someplace here, that it's within Abizrayu of Arayos. Here it is. First he says maybe it's not Gilui Raios, and then he says no, Nochir Balasol is also Rishayu of Gilui Raios. So Rishonim seem to assume it's not Mamish Gilui. Most Rishonim seem to assume it's not Mamish Gilui Raios because it's not a Parsha of Raios. The most Rishonim assume it's not Gila Raya, it's not Abzraya, it's Gila Raya. It's just a different kind of Isser. It's not within Arayas, it's within a different Isserim. It's within the Isserim separating from Gaya. That's not Arayas. But there is a Machlok Rishonim. The Ron's Maskana seems to be that it is Abzraya to Gila Raya.
Did you explain to Ben Hassan with the competition, Shah? Then any of the non-species Kiddushin, brothers, sisters?
Uncle? No, because they're Shayach to Kiddushin in general. Like, not a you, but. Yeah. They're Re'eyu. However, Ben Tam himself seems to say it's not based on not being a Shem Bia. Now, that's one answer. Okay, so Goy is different. Any other answers? Any other ways to explain why these two cases might have been different, even though women are generally called Yehor Vel Yavar? So you could say this is based on the Balamor. I mean, the Balamor actually seems to take into the other Yersa. But you could say, based on the Shita of the Balamor, how would Martin of Balamor say? What's the famous Shita of the Balamor? Infamous Shita of the Balamor? Hanel Safin. He says, no, Gimel Averos, or at least Gila Raya's and Avodah Zarah, etc., are only Yehor Vel Yavar. They're trying to make you violate your religion, if it's Miskavim Lavir. But Ahasuerus for Hanel Safin, he didn't even know her religion. So Hanel Safin, the Hegmon also. We'll assume the Hegmon, it's an interesting question. I don't know, you could look historically, psychologically. Was the Hegmon trying to oppress the religion? Mestama not! Mestama, the Hegmon was just trying to get Hamas Atman. So, at least we can grant that.
Why Dafka Jews?
Yeah.
What?
It seems to be specific to Jews.
Right, it is a... it's an interesting question, but maybe it wasn't specific to Jews. Maybe that the Gemara discussed the Gzeir the Hegmon made against Jews. So, by the Goyim, the Hegmon made Gzeir against Goyim, but that didn't make it into the Gemara, because it wasn't our problem. So I think if there's a Latin word for this, then the stomach that wasn't something that only happened to Jews, right?
The movie wasn't done to Jews.
Okay, that's, yeah, no, I think this is a concept which is known in the ancient world. I don't know, I'm not a historian, but it was clearly not something which they only did to Jews. So you'd assume that in our Gemara, Tosha, when they did it to Jews, if you read books of other people, I don't know, you read the books of ancient other kinds of people, they would tell you the stories of how these terrible Hegmons did it to them. But, you know, they wouldn't have halakhic discussions of it, because their books are not as cool as ours. So I think those are two ways of getting out of it. The third way of getting out of Esther is, what did the Kesef Mishnah say for the Rambam? To get out of Esther, the Ramban also suggests this.
You're in the Balamor, and you still need it to not be one of the Gimel Chamuros in order to say Mas
Atzman. No, the Balamor's whole sheet is Yachud, as Atzman, the Gimel Chamuros, is Mutter. I mean, Mutter. If your life is at stake.
It's not the Achirim that the Ran is quoting.
Right?
Who's the Achirim that the Ran is quoting?
Everyone, the Milchamas and everyone else except the Balamor. Okay, so, what's the other way of getting out of Esther? Which the Ramban mentioned the Milchamas on Hedge, and the Kesef Mishnah says inside of the Rambam. How does the Kesef Mishnah defend the Rambam against Esther? In the Rambam, it's a big mess in the Achronim, because some Achronim say he really holds from Karka Olam. Some Achronim say he really holds like Rabbeinu Tam. You know, you can't, you know, and there are even more complicated Shitas. But the three main ways of explaining the Rambam, some Rishonim say, he didn't say Karka Olam, the Avodah Zarah says, but he meant Karka Olam. The Mikra Vezah Mishnah says, he didn't say Rabbeinu Tam, but he meant Rabbeinu Tam. All this is possible, you know, the problem with the Rambam is that when he doesn't say anything, you're not sure. But the Kesef Mishnah says, how did he get out of Esther? Kesef Mishnah assumes, no, he really took it to the extreme. All Gilei Arayos is... all Gilei Arayos is really Tehari V'al Tavor, and he says that what do you do with the fact that Esther was Gilei Arayos? So exactly, he says that Esther was a Pnuya. What does he say? He says that Esther was a Pnuya. Exactly. So, and the Ramban also mentioned that in the Milchamos here. So, if Esther was a Pnuya, one second, let me just find it here. The Nira Desfir Lake Ramban. This is only one suggestion. The Ramban, he brought up all the suggestions. The Olichama Balatzra Labachol Gilei Rayasu. That it's not Gilei Rayas if it's just Olichama. And a basyal. But lastly, drasha al tivil bas lomar dasishdish. This gemara that it didn't hold from the drasha. Everyone thinks, right, that just because it says something in one place in the gemara, that all tanurim hold it. No, just like in halacha, that's the one place in the Gemara. Sorry, and other sugyas might argue. So too in Haggadah, it has a certain drusha in one place in the Gemara, and thank you, other sugyas could argue that. So he assumes that no, we don't hold from the drusha that she was married to Mordechai. We hold from the Shuvah Shomikra that she was just an adopted daughter of Mordechai, and she was really a penuyah. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, based on the Ramban. Tevrat Echad in the Milchamos, he says Esther was a Pnuya, and therefore, really, Taka, there's no Hetzer at all. Not Haranot Atzman, not Karka Olam, not the Yisgoy. Esther was a Pnuya, but Luis, you're a married woman, is grabbed by a guy? She has to give up her life. So interestingly, and this is a mystery that I have some ideas for how to solve, but I haven't got them worked out yet. I was hoping that someone would figure out how the Rambam gets out, according to the Kesef Mishnah, right? How he gets out of the Gemara of Ksuvos Daf Gimel and Beis, literally done in Shari. B'doch Gadol, the only thing I can say, is how the Hagos Ashiri there gets out of it. The Hagos Ashiri gets out of the Gemara, right there in the back of Ksuvos Daf Gimel and Beis, by saying that Alivet Van Da Omar, that Gilei Raos is not your Harvel Yavar. Which, it's not even clear there's such a Manda Omer, because she says Yachid that there is such a Manda Omer in the first place. And then to say that that's the reason I'll lead to that Manda Omer. But that's a Mefurish Hagos Hashiri. You can check it out in Ksubas Daf Gimel and Beis, if you don't believe me. The Hagos Hashiri says that that whole Sugya in Ksubas Daf Gimel and Beis is a lead on Omer, the Gilei Raos, not your Harvel Yavar.
Why would it have to be
for
Omer?
That's an onus. What do you mean? That's what onus means. Onus means that they're threatening to kill you. The onus means they were threatening to kill you. I'm not sure I'm with you. Okay. So the it's a big chiddush that he says that. It's a big chiddush that he says that. But part of the logic is because he thinks Rava holds like that day, and Rava talks a little later in this Gemara, says Rava's talking this Gemara, and he thinks Rava holds like this there. So, l'chora, but the less brera, I have to say something a little crazy, but I have a Rishon who says it beforeish, that you have to say, like the Hagos Ashiri, that Ksubos Daf Gimel Amud Beis is Aliba Demanda Omar Gili Arayos Bitzina Yavor Ve'al Yehari. Right, although Rabbi Shmuel explicitly only says about Avodah Zarah. He assumes he would also say about Gilei Raos, just like Rabbi Shmuel says that Avodah Zarah, but since Yavor Ve'al Yehari, so to a Gilei Raos, and that whole sugya is a leave it. Why that whole sugya be a leave it this weird day of Rabbi Shmuel? Because he thinks Rava holds like that day, which is also controversial, and therefore Rava's in that sugya.
Can we have to explain why everybody in this thread holds that Karka Olma Hoper for Bahasya, as opposed to Gilei Raos?
Not necessarily, because only a bias says Karka Olma for Hesia. Rava doesn't, so it could be that we don't pass it that way. Most Rishonim hold we don't pass it like Karka Olma for Hesia. Now, you might...
We didn't need to answer this question anyway.
What?
We didn't need to answer this question at all. Are you saying why?
The actually, maybe we shouldn't say most Rishonim, but everyone in this thread probably holds that Karka Olma doesn't help for Shas Shemadi. The Rama clearly holds that Karka Olma doesn't help for Shas Shemadi. Doesn't say anything.
Well, it's the case of the Hagimon Fitzina. Everyone knows she's getting married, everyone knows the rules. It's all different than the case of Esther Achashverosh. No one's in the room, but everyone knows it's happening.
Unless you have to make the Okemta, again, I would never have said this without, if I didn't see the Gos Hashiri, even after I did see the Gos Hashiri, I was a little reluctant. L'chori, you have to maybe make the Okemta that, you know, when someone's caught by the Hegemon, you never know what'll happen. You don't know. Maybe someone will intercede on her behalf. Maybe the Hegemon will be busy, you know. So it could be that that's not considered for Hesia because no one was really sure what happened. Again, I have to make assumptions about how Hegemons work. But, you know, you have to assume that maybe it wasn't always Nivola Hegemon Tchila. Maybe it depended. Maybe you could escape. So therefore, maybe you could assume that it was Bitzina. But you're right. It's a big. If anyone really wants to work on this Gemara, look at Rashi on the Lushul Adot Mishari, who already seems to change the whole way we look at that Sugya and Gimel and Beis. See if you could work out maybe a totally different shot in Sugya of Gimel and Beis. I've been trying to do that for 10, 15 years. I haven't succeeded yet. But if you see what I mean, if you look at the Rashi and literature of the Onashari, maybe you could figure out that there was a different way that some of the Gaonim Rishonim read that Gemara, but I haven't figured it out yet.
How about Ashri there? He says, not just
Gilead Arias,
he also
it's all three. Big three. He says, big three are not Yehovah Yavar, and he says according to Rava. Right? Does he say the word Rava there?
That's like
yeah. Whatever it is. He holds it. He quotes the Tosfos, who says Rava. Yeah, and Rava's a big person in terms of authority-wise. So yeah, that's a big, big chiddush. In Echanami, that's a tremendous chiddush. Yeah, it's a tremendous chiddush. But that's what he says, right? Am I telling the truth? Thank you. Okay, now, this is, okay, so this is basically, I think you have all the shittas here on the issue of Yehar Gvel Yavar versus Tehar Gvel Yavar and how to explain all these sugyas. Now,
Why should it be different for Pharisee
According to Shonei Svara, then Karka Olam should work across the board, right?
Yeah.
But according to Tosfos, no. Karka Olam is only Svara by Ritzicha and Gilead Arayos. And according to the other Shonim, there is no such principle as Karka Olam.
I'm saying why you mechalek Farhesia and not Farhesia.
Okay.
Meaning Esther, she was married, just as she was married, so she was Karka Olam. But then you get into the problem of the Pharisee.
So Tosos assumed that, because Tosos assumed that Karka Olam was only Matu Gili Rai, it's a stalemate. But Pharisee is not a stalemate. So the Gemara had a question. What about the fact she's a Pharisee? Yeah, the Skel Hashem is not a stalemate. For the Rishonim Svarad, you have to say, no, Karka Olam was sort of obvious all along. Everyone knew Karka Olam, and you know, they weren't really asking what a Pharisee was about Karka Olam. They were really just like trying to explore the issue of Hanos Atzma.
He gives examples. He says, he forces you to worship on Shabbos. The Vashel Koshilo, Anas Isha Lavala.
Lavala, yeah. So it's a guy who's Anas Isha Lavala. No, because that doesn't prove anything. Because that's the case in which it's not Gilead Arayos, right? He's Onas Apnuya. So if a guy is Ma'anis Apnuya, then that's not Yehar Gal Yavor. But what if he was Ma'anis and Ishis Ish? You're saying from the Stam Isha, that would work well. I mean, he says Stam Isha, he doesn't say Pnuya. Could be that would be a good deal to support the Mekhavis HaMishnah and the Yadam El Choso, say the Rams like a Tam, because you'd say Isha is every Isha. Otherwise, you would have said Pnuya. So I think you're right, that's a nice deal. That maybe the real answer for the Rambam is, unlike the Kesef Mishnah, is like Rabbi Nutam, because on us Isha and just the Stam word Isha. That's a good point. Okay, let's just try going a little to Rotzeach. Rotzeach is the most fascinating of the three here, because Rotzeach has no mocker whatsoever in the Chumash, right? The Gemara says that Rotzeach grew a shichdam gufim in olam, svarahu, likely I came in front of Rava. Ryan said, the guy said he'll kill him if he doesn't kill this other yid. And he says, my chazit damadot sumasfei, dimel damadot gavra, sumach tfei. So karka olam seems to be a svara and not a zeris akasav like the others. What's the svara? The svara is a stalemate. There's two mikach and it's going nefesh either way. I mean, tenech b'chaivahem, but it's b'chaivahem either way. And that's exactly like Tosis explained. Seems to be a svara. But the question is, that's not so poshut. It's not so poshut. How to understand? I mean, it seems very poshut in the Gemara, right? Seems very poshut in the Gemara if you're talking about Shvichos Damim. So is it a svara that there's no Mechai Bohem because it's Pekuach Nefesh either way? Is it a svara that's Pekuach Nefesh either way? Right? Let's say just a svara that is Pikuach Nefesh either way, or is it a Gzeres HaKasa that Ritzicha is Yehar Vel Yavor. Now, of course, this seems like a silly Hakira, because the Gemara says it's a Svarik, there's Pikuach Nefesh either way. Right? And it's not a Gzeres HaKasa of Yehar Vel Yavor like Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. But what do we find that's very strange? Let's go back to our Hagos HaShiri, who's really just quoting the Tosfos and Ksuvos Yotes HaMan Aleph. What about if it was really a Svara, then it should apply across the board, right? Does this apply across the board? What about?
Oh boy, it means Yerushalmi and Rambam.
Okay, but even before we get to that, you're right. I'm going to go in a slightly different order, not for any reason. What about Tosfos and Ksuvos Yotes HaMan Aleph? There's a Shita of what the Machlokes Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, and I think it's Rashim Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan's actually quoting, right? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but I think in the other sugyas, they quoted from the Tanarim. So what's the machlokas? What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? That's an interesting chiddush. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? That's a chiddush. Here's it. Oh, in Sanhedrin you have Rabbi Shmuel, and then you have Rabbi Elazar, and here you have Rabbi Yochanan, the Seder. Okay, so what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? That Avodah Zarah. What is he talking about? Avodah Zarah is only Yarvel Yavor Farhesia, right? Avodah Zarah B'tzinner is Yarvel Yehari. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Avodah Zarah B'tzinner is Yarvel Yehari. What does Rabbi Shmuel think about Shvichas Damim B'tzinner? So, if it's really a Svara, then what would Rabbi Shmuel say about Shvichas Damim B'tzinner? Rabbi Yishmael B'tzinner. If it's a Svara, there's Pikuach Nefesh either way. What should he say? He should say, Yehareg B'al Yavor. The Minchas Chinuch thinks it's the most posh thing in the world. Like, there's no two options, right? There's no two ways about it. Minchas Chinuch says, it's very obvious. It's left to, in the modern one, the footnotes of the Minchas Chinuch to point out that maybe it's not so obvious. But the Minchas Chinuch, and he is Medayik in some Rishonin, the Minchas Chinuch says, the most obvious thing in the world. Everyone agrees Ritzicha is always a hard Val Yavar, because my chazis. It's as far as my chazis, no? But what is Tosfos saying, Ksuvos Yotes, which is quoted in the Hagos HaShiri, that Aaron just punched up? What does Tosfos say in Ksuvos Daf Yotes? He says that, ready? Afil ma de machra lo machra ele mahanach. Even the most machras, they're machra in three things. The Rava gufe, but Rava holds afilu behani, even these. You don't have to give your life in sin. The ain there's no difference between these and the rest. What does Rabba hold? What does he hold like Rabbi Shmuel? He says, no, there's no difference between these and the rest. All mitzvahs are the same. What does Tosfos assume? This is a bit of Shiva's Yachid. The Tosfos Subas after your test, which is even taken by the Gosa Shimi to be the sheet of the Mursudat Gimel and Vase, the Doga. He said that all three bitsina. Says Hani, all of these, there's no difference in these three and the rest. So Tosfos sounds like, Tosfos and the Gosa Shiri in Ksuvos says, nope, Yavor, Val Yehari B'tzinah, just like Rabbi Shmuel holds, you can do Avodah Zarah B'tzinah to save your life. Tosfos has two more Kiddushim, you can do Gilui Arayos B'tzinah to save your life. And you could do Avodah Zarah B'tzinah. You could do Shvichas Damim B'tzinah to save your life. That's what he seems to say. He says Hani, right? And Gosh Hashiri, did he say explicitly Shvichas Damim? There it is. There's no difference. Even Shvichas Damim. What happened to the Svara? Right? If it's a Svara, shouldn't the Svara apply Bain the Rabbi Yishmael, Bain the Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yochanan, and the people who argue on him?
Should be very minimalist. It only proves that Rabbi Yishmael holds this, that's right. It doesn't prove that the other kind
It only proves that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it is not a svara. That is a proper hara. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't like the svara, but that doesn't prove that we think it's not a svara. Okay, that's a good point. Let's take it one step further. What about a guy? What if I hold a gun to it? I wouldn't do such a thing, but I'm sure it's happened many times in history, right? The Mari du Rai, right? The feudal lord, the Braveheart, or whatever he is. I don't know if he was the good guy or the bad guy. I guess it sounds like a good guy name. Yeah? So, the stomach, okay. So, what about the Darkheart? Lord Darkheart says, right, kill this poor peasant or I'll shoot you. So, what should the guy do? What should the guy do?
Who's the guy?
Oh. The guy who has a choice to kill someone or to get killed.
Oh, the guys, the
they're all going. Three going.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What about a Ben Noach? Right? So clearly, let's just, you know. What? Ah. So let's even go back for a second and take a look at what Sammy, you're done. Whoever just said it. Rabbi Shmuel thinks it's not a svara. Why does Rabbi Shmuel think it's not a svara? Isn't it true? There's pikuach nefesh both ways. What happened to the svara? Right? Let's think only for Rabbi Shmuel. Why doesn't he open the svara? Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel at least, and I'll accept that, Rabbi Shmuel thinks there's no svara. But isn't it a really mukhrach svara? Ah, so he obviously understands v'chai b'hem a little differently. V'chai b'hem doesn't mean take into account the koach nefesh in general. Right? He understands that no, you don't have to give up your life. It's not objective about, let's take into everyone's life. No, subjectively, he thinks you never have to give up your life for an avira, at least betina, unless the case of Chol Hashem. So he obviously thinks there's no svara because he assumes that there's a subjective heter of pikuach nefesh. I don't have to do mesiras nefesh unless there's a pasuk telling me that I do. So before I ask you, there's a pasuk telling me that I do. But subjectively, if I live, you'll die. It doesn't matter. That's the objective way of the svara way of looking at things. But subjectively, he assumes no. I can kill you to save my life, but sinner, and killing is no different than eating chazer, because subjectively I don't have to give my life. The big kiddush that even Rabbi Shmuel holds is no svara, right? Rabbi Shmuel is no svara. Now the question becomes, how about the way we paskin? The way we paskin, do we say there is a svara? Right, which is what it sounds like. Or maybe even we admit that it's not so posh that there's a svara. Right, so, even the way we paskin, that might tie into the issue of what about a ben Noach? Right, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in terms of how about a ben Noach beretzicha? He quotes from the Maharash Yafa. And I think Tosfos Sanhedrin actually sounds that way, which would definitely fit, because the Tosfos Sanhedrin does say at the end of the Tanya Daled, he seems to say that only a Jew, that's a deal. He says, why should a guy not have to give his life? He says, no, only a Jew, like an Ahavni, give his life because of Rotsech and Aram Arasa. But a guy is Ahavni, he has to give up his life. The Jew might think, just like I give my life for Rotsech and Aram Arasa, I have to give my life for everything. A guy is Ahavni to give up his life. It sounds like a guy doesn't have to give up his life for Rotsech. So, the Diyuk and Tosos in Sanhedrin says that Yavor Ve'al Yeharit. But the Minchas Chinuch is noted to assume that it's Yehari Bial Yavor. Where does the Minchas Chinuch come from? Why should a guy also be Yehari Bial Yavor? It's a Svara. Then it makes sense. A guy has Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So fine, the guy also can violate Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach with Ruach Nefesh. But my chaz is that his dam is more his summit fei. Then the next guy's dam, that the Svara should apply to Bnei Noach also.
Why is that the question?
That a Svara should apply to Bnei Noach? Because the svara.
But why made that rule? No, so what?
Aren't svaras universal?
No, well, I mean, there's a whole. Still, is like a halachic chiddush that a svara has weight like a deraisa.
So then we don't want to apply it to Noach.
As far as it'll apply to Ben Noach. Could be, that's a big Kiddush.
Yes, they said they should, I don't know. Well, you could ask if they should find anybody, but we assume that...
Svara! As far as the Svara.
I know, but...
No, but what's the Svara? The Svara is because Nefesh either way, so why can they know if the Ritzicha, right? Why can they know if the Ritzicha is because Nefesh either way? I mean, it's a really good Svara.
And on the other side, he has a Bechai Behem?
What?
Does he have a Bechai Behem?
Well, Tosa said that he doesn't even need a Bechai Behem because there's no Havmin that he would need to have in Sirius Nefesh in the first place. Because he's a guy. What's happening? The guy needs to have a serious nefesh.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the Torah. I mean, there actually is a happening. That's a discussion in Sanhedrin, but the Maskana seems to be, like most of you understand, that a guy doesn't have to have, that there's no mucker for a guy to have the Kach Nefesh.
We apply
to have the serious nefesh.
We apply other svaras.
I assume we apply multiple varaya to Goyim as well. It's a svar. There aren't that many things. There are svar.
So what else is there?
What? Whether we apply svaras to goyim? I don't know. It is machlokes shalom when we apply all kosher mishpat to goyim, but that's a different issue. I think there's room to say here, lemaisa, that maybe, and this would be a little radical, I admit, maybe you could say we don't apply svaras to goyim. Right? What do you do with this? Maybe just, you know, right, maybe there's no svara by goyim, or by, let's call it the Neinoch. But that's a bit radical to say there's no svara by Bnei Noach, because a svara seems to be a svara. What you might end up saying is that maybe this is sheet of Tosos. Tosos thinks Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from the svara. If Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from it, it's obviously not such a good svara. So maybe Tosos thinks even we don't hold from the svara. Right? So maybe you could say, you know, maybe just Rabbi Shmuel. Right? So I admit, it could be that everyone agrees we hold from the svara. Ah, Tosfos Ksuv is the only very small doesn't hold from the svara, but we do hold from the svara. Of Bnei Noach, maybe Bnei Noach don't have svaras. Although that seems a little strange because a svara should be a svara. But Efshar, you could say, and this would be a bit of a chiddush, that maybe it's not such a svara, or maybe it's not a good svara. Maybe it's not a good svara. Still. V'chai b'hem, subjectively, I shouldn't have to give up my life. Maybe it's not such a good svara. Like Rabbi Yishmael. Ah, if it's not such a good svara, then what does the Gemara mean? So maybe you could say what the Gemara means just means the Gemara just means that it's the klal kiddush Hashem because of my chazis. Maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean it's a svara of my chazis that it's two equal pikuach nefesh. No, subjectively my pikuach nefesh is more important. If I'm the one asking the shayla, then my pikuach nefesh is important, not yours. Really, the svara doesn't stand on its own. Really, what do you say? The svara doesn't stand on its own. Just the svara, we would have said, no. What do you mean my chazis? I'm chazis that I'm more important. If he wants to answer Shaila, he'll be more important. If I want to answer Shaila, I'll be more important, like Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold from Kiddush Hashem B'tzina, because he holds even Avodah Zarah is Yarbel Yar B'tzina. But we who hold from Kiddush Hashem B'tzina, maybe you could say, we hold there's Kiddush Hashem even B'tzina. When is there Kiddush Hashem even B'tzina? There's Kiddush Hashem B'tzina when something is really bad, when there's no real excuse for doing it. When it's so bad that there's no excuse for doing it. So therefore, Avodah Zarah, we owe this Kiddush Hashem even B'tzina. And so too, once you've served my chazis, what does my chazis say? My chazis says, hold on a second, it's very nice that I want to preserve my life, but this is a terrible Chilul Hashem, because clearly if I would say, you know what, I'll be Mechal Shabbos and I'll live, that wouldn't be a Chilul Hashem B'tzina. Because you say, look, the Jews have to live. Right, but my chazis means that it's a chal Hashem. If the Jew's dying either way, then it's a chal Hashem, even if it's sinner for me to do this Aveira. So it could be only once we have the principle of chal Hashem, bitzina, based on Avodah Zarah, do we then know that my chazis tells us this is also chal Hashem bitzina? Why is it also chal Hashem bitzina? Because everything else I have an excuse. Bitzina, yeah, it's machal Shabbos. That's because it's important for Jews to keep living. But over here, for the Jews dying either way, that's a pure Chol Hashem. There's no way to explain how this isn't a Chol Hashem. So maybe you could say maybe you could. You could be mechadish. That really is not a svara. Really, it's a zeres akasav. And if you want to say what to do with the Gemara, if it's not a svara, what do you do with the Gemara? So you could say the Gemara didn't mean it's a svara that stands on its own. The Gemara always put it after Avodah Zarah. The Gemara meant once we know that Avodah Zarah is Yehar Gal Yavor, and we have this idea of Kiddush Hashem Betzina, then it's obvious this is also called Kiddush Hashem Betzina because of my chazis. But really it was just saying this, my chazis puts a bechlau, Kiddush Hashem. Or, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? We'll get to it in soon. What does the Kesef Mishnah say about our Gemara? Of my chazis? Something very radical.
The common way of saying it was really Kabbalah.
Exactly, he says. Maybe my chazis is not really the reason. Gemara's Lav Dafka. Again, I think that is a little radical, but that is the Kesef Mishnah. So it could be that, again, to the starting off the radical side of this Chakira, you could say that it's really a freestanding Svara, in which case it would apply Bein Rabbi Elazar, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, it would apply according to all Tanaim, and it would apply even to Bein Noah. Or you could say, you know, if you want to say, look, Rabbi Shmuel proves that there can't be a difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar and Svara. Everyone's talking about the Svara. Rabbi Shmuel proves, according to Tosafot, not such a Svara. And if Bein Noah, argue her about Yavr, that proves it's not such a Svara. Maybe it's not such a Svara. Maybe really subjectively, my Dami is more Sumach. My Dami is better for me, and your Dami is better for you. Oh, what does the Gemara mean? Either the Gemara means this is only a Svara to put into Kiddush Hashem, therefore it only applies according to Rabbi Ezra, who holds Kiddush Hashem Betzina. Not according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds there's no Kiddush Hashem Betzina. It only applies for Jews, or Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Not for Goyim, or Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Or you say, like as a Mishnah, our whole Gemara is Lavdafkin, didn't really mean it. It was just a halakha Moshe V'Sinai. And the halakha Moshe V'Sinai was only for Jews, and was only according to Rabbi Eliezer.
If we explain the Svara as being that either case of Jews dead, and the fact that there's no Yehudah Yavor for going, doesn't mean that we don't hold it Svara. Just the Svara only applies to Jews. If someone puts a gun to my head and tells me, kill that Goy, or I'm going to kill you, kill the Goy, right?
So, but you're a Jew.
Yes.
If you're a Goy, you're back to the Svara.
Well, what's the Svara then?
I think our Soldatian actually wants to say no, that you don't have to kill him. But if you're back to the Goy, what's the Svara? It's Pikoch Nefesh either way. Person's dying either way. Right? So you're stuck.
But is it the fact that a Jew's dying? I mean, is there something, you know, a Jew's life is...
No, because Lachora, if we assume that there's an idea of Pikoch Nefesh by Goyim, right, which everyone assumes, that's what the Gemara seems to assume, then obviously the idea of a Goy's life for Goyim. Yeah, don't talk about Goy's life for Jews and Jews' life for Goyim, but a Goy's life for Goyim is Pikoch Nefesh, just like my life for me is Pikoch Nefesh.
No, but there are situations even with Jews where your life does take, your Pikoch Nefesh does take precedence over someone else's. Right? Just in this situation where it's completely even, you're not going to go ahead and kill a person. But your Pikoch Nefesh does take precedence. Your life is more important than someone else's.
It is.
Isn't that the case with Rabbi Akiva and the Fatsal?
No, maybe that's because the stalemate and therefore Shev El Hassan is my, and I'm holding the water.
It's not killing.
Right.
I'm saying it's not Pikoch Nefesh. This was killing. We're just saying that if Pikuch Nefesh is even, then this Pikuch Nefesh, my Pikuch Nefesh is completely even. It's not a
in the case of Rabbi Akiva, so I should have the word. She's stalemate. I hear where you're going, and we'll come back to that.
That's not what we said.
What?
That's not what we said.
What does Chayek HaKogman mean? Chayek HaKogman when it's my water. When it's your water, my Chayek HaKogman. Rabbi Akiva admit that if it's your water, I can't steal the water, right?
We're saying that's Kiddush Hashem B'Sinna because of Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
Why does that necessarily mean it's through Kiddush Hashem, maybe just
Okay, that is a very good point. I'm assuming that, which is the Machlokes Rishonim, as maybe you've seen, that Avodah Zarah is Mitam Kiddush Hashem. Theoretically, you could also say it's Avos Hashem, although it's hard to be a Ritzichan to Avos Hashem, I admit, unless you want to say Talmud Lakim. But you're right, that might, this svar might only be applicable if you make the assumption of a reserve Mishum Kiddush Hashem. But it's only explaining Shitas Yachid anyway, so I don't mind making that assumption.
The reason we said that Shitas Yachid would be the Kiddush Hashem is because you can't explain it away as being the course I was going to say in my life.
Is because you can't say that, oh, well, it's important for, like, the Jews, the Jewish people to continue, and therefore, you know, if they do Avira sometimes, that's not a Chil Hashem.
A Gila Raios, what would you say?
A Gila Raios, that's Exeris HaKasov, that you have to say Gila Raios is Exeris HaKasov. That's such a big Avira and so against the Mahos of what we stand for, that that's a Chil Hashem even if you're going to die. But for that, you need a Pasuk.
You say something about the Zohar, then. No matter how you explain about the Zohar, being here or whatever, you could say, so Chil Hashem to do Gozar such a heinous thing. No, isn't it? Can you just say the same thing to answer that? But if you don't say Gozar is a Chil Hashem itself, whatever it is, would be is also a Chil Hashem.
I hear that, but you could. But you don't have to. Because you could always say, no, that's nothing to do with Chil Hashem Betzina. You could say there's no such thing as Chil Hashem Betzina. Like, Betzina is just, that has nothing to do with Kiddush or Chil Hashem, because it's Betzina. Which is the machlokes we showed. Okay, I see it's a little late. So what we see now is a bit of a radical question about Ritzicha. Is it really such a good svara, or maybe it's not such a good svara? For sure, Tosfos Nagasa Shiri think Rabbi Shmuel thinks it's not a good svara, and maybe they would also think everyone admits it's not such a good svara. For sure, for Bnei Noach, there's a shita that it's not such a good svara. Maybe because svaras don't apply to Bnei Noach, maybe you'll come with some other fancy svara to explain Bnei Noach. Or it could just be that maybe we shouldn't take this svara as seriously as we think. Either we say, like the Kesef Mishnah, it's not a svara at all. It's really just a Kabbalah, and the whole svara was just like a nice thing the Gemara said, but wasn't the real reason. Basically, it's like, what did this, the Gemara says a story with Rava with a guy. What does that mean? That meant that, you know, a certain guy came and he gave him this nice, like, thing, statement of my chazal, what he really meant to say is, I have masorah that it's Yehar Gal Yavor. He knows what he's explaining. He's the Baal Bas, he threw in a nice inspirational line, like he gave him some musr. The my chazal was musr, says the Kesef Mishnah. The real reason was halacha moshe b'sinai. Or you could say, no, let's not be so radical. It really is because of my chazal. But my chazal is not a good masorah in and of itself. My chazal is only good for once you have a precedent for Kiddush Hashem B'tzina. My chazal says, Avodah Zarah is Kiddush Hashem B'tzina. You know what? My chazal says this is just as bad as Avodah Zarah. And then the Hekka says Gila Reis is also just as bad as Avodah Zarah. So there are three ways to understand our Gemara. Okay, we'll have to see if there's any fourth a little later. Either really Svara, and this is Pshat, meaning the mainstream Shita is it's really Svara, Zehu, or Kesef Mishnah says the whole Svara is just a Musar Shmuz that someone gave a Baal Havas once, but really it's a pure Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and nothing to do with Svara. The whole svara is not really a svara at all, or in between, it's not a machra svara to be Har Gal Yavor, but it's enough of a svara that once you have the precedent of Avodah Zarah, which is only for Rabbi Leishman, who we paskin, and only for Jews, then it says this is at least as bad as Avodah Zarah. This is at least as much as Chil Hashem as Avodah Zarah. Okay, well, we'll have to come back to next time is the question of the Rambam. Obviously, you know, hopefully we've seen that the reason why a lot of people want to say that the Ram, Kesef Mishnah wants to say the Ram doesn't believe in the Svara is because because he doesn't take it so far, but because he takes it too far for the Svara, which we'll come back to in Meretz Hashem next time. Okay. Can I just, that's from Goldberg. Where are we?